This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, folks. Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I am in the studio with
Christine Wong.
It feels like a Friday almost, but it's not quite a Friday.
Not yet.
No, it's a Thursday. Mm-hmm. And it is Thursday, 23rd September 2021, 12:06 and a half. Now, we are talking to you about gyms. And this is because, as of Friday, gyms in Phase 2 of the National Recovery Plan are allowed to operate with 50% capacity, according to the Minister for Youth and Sports, Ahmad Faisal Azumu. He said this on Friday. He urged the public to follow the standard operating procedures that are in place, especially the ventilation guidelines. Now, you might say it's been a bit of a bumpy ride for gym operators here in Malaysia over the last almost 2 years, from announcements that they could open, followed by a U-turn, to them actually and finally being able to open. Gym operators, personal trainers have had it tough, to say the least. And with this in mind, it must be noted that there has not been a single cluster announced related to any of the gyms that have been operating. The odd case, yes, but clusters, zero, none. And as of Friday, we finally had some clarity as to what and how gyms are allowed to operate and what the SOPs and things are. And this is what we actually know.
Yeah, so gyms in states under Phase 2 of the National Recovery Plan can now reopen with 50% capacity and in a controlled environment effective immediately. Youth and Sports Minister Dato' Sri Ahmad Faisal Azumu asked the public to follow the SOPs in place, especially ventilation guidelines, mm-hmm. Tweeting that gyms are now open for business, please follow the SOPs, enjoy healthy living, along with an attachment of the guidelines. So according to this, gyms must operate with no more than 60% staff, and only those who are fully vaccinated can use the facilities. They may also be accompanied by those below the age of 17, as long as they adhere to the SOPs in place. There was also ventilation guidelines for gyms included in a separate post on the official Facebook account. Apart from that, outdoor sporting activities with physical contact are only allowed for the fully vaccinated from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily. The same rules apply for indoor activities. However, the reopening of sporting and recreational activities and outlets remains subject to local authorities' discretion.
Now, throughout the remainder of the show, we'll be hearing from a number of gym operators, personal trainers, to get their thoughts on what's been happening over the past 18 months and their reaction to last Friday's announcement about the commencement of business for gym operators and how their businesses will be operating with the revised SOPs. We'll be hearing from Alex C. He's a coach over at Aspire Lifestyle Hub. Kamal Hezri, an operator at F45 Training KL Gateway, and Alvin Neto, who's a personal trainer over at Alvin Neto Fitness. But we're also asking you whether or not you feel ready to attend a gym. Is your body ready? And if not, why not? You know, take part in the poll that we've got running on our socials or get in touch via WhatsApp. You know how to do it by now. Over on Twitter and Instagram, it's at BFM Radio. And of course, over on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Now, on a kind of personal note, mm-hmm. throughout the pandemic, obviously I have not been attending a gym. Mm-hmm. But I did purchase some personal fitness equipment, and I think a lot of people out there have done that, and that mm-hmm. has been part and parcel of the discussion that we've been having over the past few months. Before the pandemic, though, Chris, I know for a while you were going to the gym very, very regularly, right?
Yes. Yes, which I feel strange about saying because I'm not a gym rat kind of person, yeah. but it was just convenient because the gym is very close by and it's
in the same building, in fact,
you know, and you know, the equipment is really good, and I sort of enjoyed like being able to be just. You can end the workday and then go do a workout and get all of that out of your system and then go home. And it was a nice routine, right? Mm. But since then, I really don't like exercising as it is. And I especially don't like people being around me when I'm doing any sort of strenuous activity of any kind, right? So in a strange way, I think the pandemic has allowed me to explore a lot of different options when it comes to exercising, and I've become so used to just doing stuff at home that I don't know that I'm that motivated to go back.
Right. And I think that that's going to have to be part of the discussion and something that we'll be hearing from some of the guys that we're going to be talking to in a little while. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got myself a rowing machine. Like you, I've never really been much of a gym rat for very similar reasons. Mm-hmm. But there are people who love going to the gym. For them, it's everything. Mm. You know, they can't do without it. It's their social place. Yeah. It's where they have their discussions. It's mm-hmm. where some people do business. And I've always had this. I wouldn't call it a fear, but an apprehension about going into gyms. Mm-hmm. And it worries me that since the pandemic, I might have difficulty stepping foot in a gym. Full stop. Now, and I think there's people out there that might, you know, be in a similar mindset to me. Mm. And I'd like to kind of explore that a little bit, you know. And this is that question again, will you be hitting the gym now that they've reopened? Why or why not? We do have a bunch of options. Yes, absolutely. Yes, but I'll wait a bit. No, it's still too risky. And no, not at all. Let us know what you think on the polls at BFM Radio, on Instagram and on Twitter. Get us via WhatsApp, 0187-89-8899. We've already got some messages coming in. We'll get to some of those in a little while. But don't forget, we do have some comments coming up after the break. To take us into the break, though, some music from T-Rex with 20th Century Boy here on BFM 89.9.
Business, football, music. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Christine Wong.
We are asking you, will you be hitting the gym now that they've reopened? Why or why not? This is because as of Friday, gyms in phase two of the National Recovery Plan are allowed to operate with 50% capacity. Minister for Youth and Sports Ahmad Faisal Azumu said on Friday that he urged the public to follow the standard operating procedures in place, especially the ventilation guidelines. Let's look at the numbers over on Twitter. We'll start off with 29%. No, not at all. 28%, no, it's too risky. 23%, yes, but I'll wait a bit. With 20%, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. One of the most balanced poll results we've had so far, I think, this year.
Yeah.
Let's look at some of the responses to that tweet as well. SC Koo says, after almost 15 years with a certain gym company, I've terminated my account about 5 years ago. Never regretted it. Mm-hmm. Naya has said, pre-COVID, some gyms were operating 24 hours. Hope we can go back to that. Why the need for 6 until 10? Stretching the hours are beneficial for certain segments of society. Less people during twilight and the witching hours means less risk. Mm-hmm. We've got some more, but we'll get to them in a little while. What have you got over on Instagram, Chris?
So on Instagram, we currently have a yes or no poll, and it's yes 36% and no at 64%. Sorry, and we've got a couple of responses here. Michelle Yap says, swapped to equipment-free workouts. Charlieography says, I have collected quite a sum of gym tools and equipment throughout the lockdown. And Kirat21 says, because other countries are doing it, and look at their case numbers. Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, as promised, we said we'd have some people in to talk about this. Rather than people in, I meant people on the phone line. Alex C, he is a coach over at Aspire Lifestyle Hub. We've interviewed those before. Kamal Hezri, an operator at F45 Training KL Gateway. I believe you or Audrey has spoken to him before.
Both of us.
Both of you, yeah. And Alvin Netto, he's a personal trainer for Alvin Netto Fitness. I believe he's in the Guinness Book of Records twice, the Malaysian Book of Records anyway. Guys, I'm going to ask you all, we're going to ask you all the same question and get all of your responses in turn. But let's start off with you, Alex. Gyms have finally been allowed to open, as we know. And, you know, we understand it's been a long, arduous journey to get there. Tell us about what small gym operators like you guys have had to do to get the green light to open for business again. Alex.
Well, there was nothing that we could really do but wait for the government to give the green light. We are aware that there are groups, and we somewhat participate in these groups of fitness facilities to reach out to the government to appeal, but that did not reap any fruit. And so it was frustrating because, well, from our unique perspective, it was frustrating because we believe that the one thing that Malaysians need most in the past months and now to maintain both their physical and mental health is to move and train.
Kamal, same question for you. You know, tell us about small gym operators and what you had to do to get the green light to open.
I think long and arduous is probably a good phrase to use, the journey. Roller coaster is another one. I think we have had significant ups and downs, a lot of downs, a lot of ups. The challenge was, of course, to get through to powers that be, that we are part of the solution, not part of the problem. For small gyms, we certainly have to be part of a larger body, and we have done so with the Malaysia Fitness Coalition. This is a loose coalition of owners and operators, over 250 all over Malaysia, representing a significant slice of the industry. And this provided us with a forum to approach bigger organizations to then have access to the authorities. I would have to say that the coalition has been successfully engaging with the associations that are our method of communication with the authorities. And in order to get past, you cannot do it on your own.
Alvin, what about you? Has it been a similar kind of situation?
As a gym operator like myself and close to 100 over small gym studio owners, we come together as one independent body we call Malaysian Fitness Coalition. And some of us has been the voice and person to have communication with KBS in response to the latest SOP, the data, the numbers, and trying to reach out to KBS and sharing with them that why gym should open. This has been happening throughout the pandemic. However, response for KBS wasn't really favorable, and we can see that they're just being neglected at the site. With that being said, as we move on to today, industries have been opening, gyms are open, and some of the things that we need to do to make sure that we can open is, as a personal trainer, as a gym operator, if we were to start our business, we need to make sure that we are fully vaccinated. We need to make sure that we are low risk, everything is clear, and adhere to the latest SOP in order for our businesses to operate. That is the key thing that we can run our business smoothly.
Okay. So second question for you guys. What were the major concerns with reopening fitness facilities? Was it just ventilation issues? I mean, what were people worried about, Alex?
Well, ventilation wasn't exactly an issue for us because here at Aspire, we use a medical grade air purifier and sterilizer. And we also use UVC light surface sterilizers as well at the end of the day to make sure that all our equipment are sterilized. Apart from ventilation issues, when it comes to other major concerns reopening our facility, well, I think the obvious one would be capacity, in a sense that, okay, how many can we take in? But not just by way of, you know, what the SOPs are, but also, you know, we were also worried about what would happen. I mean, we didn't want to create another cluster. That was simply it. And then the third thing, actually, our major concern from our unique perspective was, I would term it this way, a social responsibility of our clients. So these days, when we take in clients now, we actually make it a point to ask them and get an idea of what their social life is, because we do know that some Malaysians are still, you know, social butterflies, right? They still need to go out and meet people, but it's important for us to understand that so that we know how to, you know, well, I'll say nip it in the bud in case, you know, they socialize a little bit too much. Something important for us to keep in mind, and as well as for them to keep in mind. Again, trying to keep the Spire a safe place.
Mm-hmm. And how about you, Kamal?
After being informed that fitness facilities were allowed to reopen, we were obviously very excited. But then this was tempered by the additional announcement that there was some add-on SOPs expected for ventilation. And this was clearly our biggest concern going ahead with reopening our facility.
Okay. And how about you, Alvin?
The definition of fitness facilities need to be looked in depth. Within the fitness industry, there's so many types of fitness facility. We're looking at the big guys like the commercial gyms in the mall. Yes, ventilation issues is a big thing for them because you can't open the windows in the mall. So there are a lot of logistics problem that big brands, commercial gyms face. However, when we look at fitness facilities like myself, a small group personal training studio, ventilation is not an issue. I have windows front, back, my doors can open. And because the nature of my business is one-to-one, if not at most one-to-two, that's 3% maximum in about 1,200 square feet. So that gives me ample of space for social distancing, for planning our workouts. And my major concern was just having KBS, the Ministry of Sports, Youth and Sports, to understand various different fitness facilities out there and cater the right SOP. In fact, I believe that if they are able to do so, a lot of small gyms and studios owner are able to reopen at a faster pace and in a very, very safe manner.
Thanks for that, Alvin. We're going to have to take a short break because we're running out of time in this segment. We have a bunch more questions for these guys coming up in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Alex C, Kamal Hezri, Alvin Neto. They are a coach, an operator at F45, and a personal trainer. And this is all related to the fact that gyms in areas that are phase two of the National Recovery Plan are allowed to operate with a 50% capacity. And we are asking you the question of, will you be hitting the gym now that they've reopened? Why or not? Why not? Take part in the polls over on Twitter and on Instagram, both at BFM Radio. And if you want to contribute via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. We'll be hearing from the boys when we come back. Some music to take us into the break. It's Prefab Sprout with the king of rock and roll here on BFM 89.9.
Bring forth money. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
We're with you all the way through until around 1 o'clock this afternoon. We're asking you, will you be hitting the gym now that they've reopened? Why or why not? Get us via WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter and Instagram, where we've got polls running, is at BFM Radio. A quick message from Walter over on WhatsApp. He says that gym's reopening is actually one of the highlights of my 2021. Thankfully, my job, or the lack thereof, allows me to avoid the peak hours since now it's reopened. I've started to work out with masks, only taking it off for a breather during intense workouts. Thanks very much for that, Walter. We've got some more stuff over on Twitter as well, which I'll get to in just a sec. Chris, do you want to give us a quick update on the numbers?
So with Instagram specifically, we've got yes at 37% and no at 63%. And we've got a couple of responses here. Victor Rush says, no, it is not safe. I exercise at home. Harish Nair at 89 says, if we wait for COVID to pass, we'll be a 100% obese society, which I would like to point out, you can work out without a gym, but okay.
Yes.
And on the complete flip side of that, Kwan Wan Hong has said, I want to eat a Ramly burger, which honestly, kind of agree with you.
Yeah, I'm feeling that. Okay, E Macro has said over on Twitter, I'd rather go jogging or ride my bike, and it's free. Jamal Nasser has said, life goes on. We can't continue to be prisoners of fear. Follow the SOPs, but live your life. We are getting to a point where the extended SOPs and fear of COVID have led to the creation of a new type of phobia. People are afraid of people. It's a very dangerous symptom, and we simply cannot exist in isolation. And BP Forever 85 has said, already back to CrossFit following SOPs. Of course, there's a CrossFit person saying that they're already back to CrossFit. Having
impressive.
A bit of a joke with you there. Now, do get in touch. We've got, Francisca Peter says, this is over on Twitter as well. Poor ventilation, closed, hemmed in with aircon. Disinfecting each time an equipment has been used by each person. Locker rooms, bathrooms are risky. Cleanliness has to be priority. Windows wide open, fans going everywhere. I think that's part of the SOPs, Francesca. But of course, don't take my word for it. We should probably speak to some gym owners and gym operators who are giving us some updates as to what they are doing over at the gym. The numbers on the polls on Twitter so far, 29% no, you're not going at all. 27.8 saying no, it's too risky. 23.1 saying yes, but I'll wait a bit. 20.1% of you saying yes, absolutely. Thank you to the guys for hanging around on the telephone. Alex C, of course, Kamal Hezri and Alvin Neto. Let's just pick up from where we left off and to answer Francesca's question. What are the SOPs involved right now? How will business under phase two be different from the RMCO or the CMCO from last year? Alex, let's hear from you first.
Well, the SOPs involved right now, the obvious one being we only take fully vaccinated individuals. Have to add that the new MySejahtera interface does help. And as for business, whether there's a difference between now and from before IMCO or CMCO last year, well, I think it hasn't really affected us that much per se. Pretty much the same thing. We are now running at a maximum capacity of 10 people, including PTs. So that's what's up.
Kamal, same question for you. What about the SOPs?
The SOPs that are currently in play are essentially 50% capacity, no use of the showers, no sharing of any equipment. These are simply not that significantly different from last year, so everything is similar in that sense. The real challenge for us is to really pick up where we left off last year and move on ahead and forge on ahead. The challenge is, of course, to rebuild the business.
Alvin, same question for you, please.
Three, the SOP has been very much similar to the previous SOP laid down by KBS, with some minor changes. As of right now, would be only fully vaccinated individual with after 2 weeks clearance, depending on the vaccine, are able to enter the fitness facilities. You need to be, of course, be of low risk, and it's on appointment basis. So you need to make an appointment before stepping into any fitness gyms or studio. Another thing that they stresses would be the ventilation, which need to make sure that there are proper air ventilation depending on per square feet of your fitness facility, as long as the windows are open, doors are open, and which they advise windows and doors to open to prevent better airflow. That is highly recommended. One of the key difference right now for gyms facilities having to open at this moment compared to the previous RMCO or CMCO last year is that individual needs to be fully vaccinated and with the clearance of after 2 weeks, because last year not everyone was fully vaccinated or that wasn't compulsory. So right now you could see a mixture of people. For my case, as a small group personal training, this gives me much more confidence to me as a gym owner and to my clients to come back to have a safe training, because we both know that in a private studio settings, everything is more safer. However, if you look at commercial gyms, not all members are fully vaccinated or in fact plan to get vaccinated. So there could be a drop in terms of customers coming back.
And, you mentioned one of the SOPs is the cap on the number of members, is the capacity SOP. So how will the cap on the number of members at your facility affect business, especially if you do group classes? Alex?
Well, we're a PT-only facility. Right before COVID, we did quite a pivot in the sense that we stopped all memberships, didn't take any group classes either. So business-wise, it doesn't really affect us as much, actually. So in hindsight, good for us. And actually, this actually works out in favor of our clients as well. So think a controlled environment and plenty of space for each client within the current context of COVID. So yeah, silver lining.
Great. Kamal, how about you?
The cap on the number of members at my facility will certainly negatively impact our turnover. But the critical part for us is to begin to rebuild the business. And as such, people need to come people need to be able to come into our facility. And this is a start. And then hopefully move through phase two quickly and into phase three, whereby we can then have a more relaxed SOP to increase the number of people that were allowed in the studio to further add on the facilities that we have, and that will help us to recover the business. But essentially, that we have to get through phase three.
Mm-hmm, fair enough. And Alvin?
The limits of number of people that is allowed in a facility at one time does not affect my business, because the nature of my business is private and exclusive personal training. So it'll just be me and a personal training client, or at most will be me and a small group which involve one or two person at most. So with the areas that I have, that is no issue at all. Moving towards group classes, I can see that they might need to make some adjustments with the space they have based on the social distance that's required for the nature of their class or movements. So KBS suggested about 1 to 3 meter for static movement. If it's for dynamic movements, it need to be 3 to 5 meter apart from the next person you with. So that could affect some of the numbers at the facilities. That being said, one of my advice to group classes provider is to take advantage of the hybrid training, which is you allow certain numbers of people to be present with you during your classes. At the same time, you can live stream those classes to those who want to join but couldn't be there or prefer to work out at home but still have the best of you. So hybrid training is the trend and will be an upward necessity in the fitness industry moving forward.
Great. Thanks for that, guys. Again, we are going to have to take a short break, though. We are running out of time, and we've still got quite a few questions to get through, in fact. But do take part in the polls if you have time. Get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Twitter and Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Will you be hitting the gym now that they've reopened? Why or why not? We'll get the final results after the break. Some music to take us there, though. It's Bob Dylan with She Belongs to Me here on Enterprise BizBytes on BFM 89.9.
Building Fit Malaysians, BFM 89.9.
Hey folks, welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. I'm still in the studio with Chris. We're asking you the question, will you be hitting the gym now that they've reopened? Why or why not? We'll get to the poll results at the end of the show. We've got three fellas who've been sat on the phone waiting for us to get through this show. We have Alex C, who is from Aspire Lifestyle Hub, Kamal Hezri from F45 Training KL Gateway, and Alvin Neto from Alvin Neto Fitness. We've still got a couple of questions left for you, and this is all because on Friday, of course, gyms in phase two areas of the National Recovery Plan are allowed to operate with a 50% capacity. Chris, do you want to pick up where we left off?
Sure. So, all right, guys, here's the question for you. How have your members reacted to news of the reopening? Are they ready to come back? We'll start with Alex.
It's been a mix. Some are still concerned about the high number of cases and what our SOPs are. Some have dragged their butts back to the gym after being idle for a very long time, very, very long time, though they still made it. And we also have a few who have been more than eager to get back to training. Quote, unquote, my body is ready.
Okay. And Kamal, how about you? What about your members?
All my members have greeted the news of the reopening very positively. They are excited, and there is a lot of good positive energy coming through. Of course, people have their concerns, and some will come back immediately. Some will adopt a more wait and see. But I do expect a significant number of my members to come back.
Okay, that's great. And Alvin, what about your members?
Most of my members are excited to hear the news of reopening. In fact, we believe that it should be open at a much earlier stage. And we were disappointed at the news when they decided to open and close and still pending on SOP with KBS. We find that their lack of efficiency, lack of understanding just shows how unprepared they are for this. With that being said, Most of my members are ready to come back as they feel even right now, a private personal training studio, small scale studios are safe because of proper air ventilation, because of the SOPs that we are able to implement, and because we know each other, we know who's coming in, who's going out, we know who's before, after, appointment basis are set. So everything is crystal clear. As a business owner, I know who I'm going to see for tomorrow. I know who is coming in and out for the rest of the week, and it's all planned. And this is so much more safer than walking into a mall or going to a restaurant who you do not know how many people or who or where they have come from. So with so much more flexibility and control as a private fitness studio owner, I see all this as benefit. I see all this as tools for us. I speak for all studios that we are able to control, we are able to maintain, and we are able to address any issues that may arise later on.
That's great. Final question for you then, guys. Now, there have been many complaints about SME grants or assistance that never found its way to gym operators. Did you have any issues with obtaining financing from the government, or know of any fitness facilities that encountered similar issues to this?
We've not needed so far to obtain financing from the government, though with the Prihatin and the other grants that have been announced by the government in the past month, in the past year, we've not seen anybody within our industry receive any of it. And if I may add, from the way things are being handled, and no, this is not to point fingers and say that somebody's doing wrong, but we really think it might be very beneficial for the leaders of our country to be exposed in a more, well, at more depth to the world of health and wellness. Or if I'm to be just a little crude about it, perhaps it's time to get their butts to a gym and begin understanding how health and wellness can truly not just help themselves, but also the people of our nation. Yeah. So, but I'm not saying this to point fingers, because, you know, we understand as, you know, coaches and trainers ourselves, you know, people don't know what they don't know. But that's exactly it, right? We truly believe that health and wellness can really support our country in more ways than one.
Okay, thanks for that. Kamal, what about you?
Wow, is this a loaded question? I'm not entirely sure, but anyway, I'll try my best to answer. Yes, there was some significant difficulties to get the assistance. I have experienced on at least two separate occasions trying to get access to these funds to no avail, and the responses were how shall we say, vague as to reasons as to why we could not avail ourselves of the assistance.
Same question for you then, Alvin. You know, have you heard or spoken about facilities that have encountered issues like this?
There were many complaints that I heard from my fitness colleague about the grants and assistance that never really found our way to us. And that is true. There is a Prihatin grant, I believe, which was for 3,000 one-off payment to gym owners. And as of today, I myself have not received any financial assistance from KBS, and that is really, really disappointing, as I know that many of my fitness colleagues are struggling prior to months of not opening. A lot of people are unable to pay their rentals, pay their fixed costs, and some of my friends are actually closing their gyms, and the financial assistance have not arrived yet. And I feel this is a very, very sad reality, because as a fitness facility, fitness owner, we are here on a mission to make people healthy. We are here to serve the community. and it is one of an important tools to combat COVID, especially strengthening immune system, boosting health. And right now, some players are leaving the industry because they can't sustain. And it's also a sad reality because I hope and wish that KBS would pay more attention to gym operators, to our fitness players, and come in at a much earlier stages to understand the nature of business and also to provide various different assistance besides just the one-off grant and other loans that I have yet to hear any of my fitness friends or other facilities have got approval or went through any of that. So a lot of it was just news, and I'm really disappointed that as we have complained or voiced on their social media, but no responses were given in response to our complaints, and I feel neglected. I feel KBS deserve to explain to us. I feel we deserve an explanation, and we deserve more attention.
Thanks so much for spending your time talking to us today, guys. Now, the final results of the polls will be, will you be hitting the gym now that they've reopened? Why or why not? Final numbers over on Twitter, 29% of you are saying no, none at all. 27% of you saying no, it's too risky. 23% yes, but I'll wait a bit. And 20% of you saying yes, absolutely. How are things looking over on Instagram, Chris? Any difference over there?
So on Instagram, the poll, not much of a difference. Yes at 37% and no at 63%.
Okay, I want to thank our guests for taking the time to send in and speak with us on the phone today. Alex C., a coach over at Aspire Lifestyle Hub. Kamal Hezri, an operator at F45 Training KL Gateway. And Alvin Neto, he's a personal trainer over at Alvin Neto Fitness over at Kajang. If you want to get in touch with those, check out their respective websites, of course. If you missed any part of the show, don't forget you can download the podcast wherever you normally listen to it from. I recommend using the BFM app. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. But don't forget, coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. In an age of 5G, AI and automation, we get into conversation with Chua Chun Bin, the executive chairman and co-founder of Pentamaster Group, about how this 30-year-old Penang-based automation specialist will expand and grow their product lines and pursue new markets. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news here on BFM. On behalf of myself and Christine, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.